Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And he said in verse 16, Philippians 4:16, even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. What? An odor or a fragrance, an aroma of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. This is New Testament. Same thing. How many know God does not change? He never changes. They sent to this man of God, this apostle, to help him do what he was doing. And he was actually in jail. And apparently they sent clothes to him and writing instruments. And Sister Mildred's cobbler. Right? And Brother Bob's barbecue, and they sent him a real care package, and they sent him money and to do what he needed to do, to take care of him. And he said, what you sent to me, that money and that stuff, he said it was a sweet smell to God. Well, it was spiritual. Friend, we must have this in our thinking, in our understanding, that when we offer up to the Lord, we bring our tithes, we bring our offerings. When we do it, and we do it from our heart, something comes up from this place. Did you hear me? If you just go through the motion and it's, and you don't really want to do it, and it's legalistic and all this other kind of stuff, then it's not spiritual. But if you do it in faith and you do it in love, there comes up a fragrance that goes all the way into God's nose from Branson. Now, is this important to you? This is important. And God receives it. And it's not just what you do in the church house and at service time now. I mean, this is not necessarily something that happened at church time. They sent offerings to him. But it was a sweet smell to God. That's what happened with Noah that day. That's what happened many, many, many years later with Paul and these people. And it's what happens with us every time we give in love and faith. Now, if you would turn with me to another place. Go with me, please, to the book of Malachi, the last chapter in the Old Testament. I'm purposed that we're coming up to a higher place in all of our offerings. Not just go through the motion, but as a holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable and pleasing to the Lord. In Malachi, of course, we, you know, most people that been in church any length of time, they know that the third chapter deals with tithing and usually hear about that. We're going to talk about tithing before this is over with. Somebody said, well, are you going to tell us we have to tithe? No. Nope. You don't have to pray. You don't have to go to church. No. You certainly don't have to give, right? Right. No. It's a privilege to bring you tithe. Right? It's a privilege to bring your offering. We're going to talk about, though, you know, what it means, what it is. But all this book flows together from chapter 1 through chapter 4. And you'll find that the Lord is upset with them. Well, I don't want him to be upset with us, do you? God's not pleased with just any and everything. People want to tell you, well, it's no big deal. You know, it's just let it go. But God, with him, there are some things that are a deal. It's important to him. It's not okay. It's not acceptable to ignore what he said about things. And people want to leave the idea, well, God don't care about offerings. Yes, he does. All God cares is that you love him and that you serve him. And that's going to exclude the financial material part of your life? Well, I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Don't talk to me about money. I think some people, if they were honest, when they were baptized in water, they'd hold their pocketbook up. Because that part, they're going to run and don't say nothing about it. That part of their life is not sanctified. My money is my money. I worked hard for it. Yeah. You couldn't wake up in the morning and find the door. Right? Much less make any money. Without God gives you every heartbeat, every strength to take every step. Right? The breath to say every word. No. Well then, just like Noah standing there knowing, what does he owe his life to? What does he owe the deliverance of his family to? God. So bring an offering and say thank you and worship the Lord. So that's what we're doing every time we come before the Lord. We're saying, Lord, you brought us through this week. Right? You prospered us. You blessed us. You kept our family. Thank you. We're not trying to pay you. We're just saying thank you. Amen. And we do it in a tangible way with substance as well as just words. Well, in Malachi, I'm going to begin reading in this first chapter and the sixth verse. In fact, I'm going to read this to you. This is Malachi 1. We're going to begin reading in verse 6. I'm going to read this to you from the New Living. I like the way it's worded here. Well, no, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to read it first in the King James. Then we'll look at this. Verse 6. A son honors his father. And a servant, in other words, honors his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? Now who's talking? And you'll find he's talking specifically to the priests, the spiritual leaders of the people, and he is aggravated with them. Specifically, he's aggravated with the preachers here, the priests. How many understand that, like the scripture said, like priest, like people? As the ministry goes, so go the people. Ever how you ministers treat things and talk about things, that's going to affect how the rest of the family sees it and deals with it. Right? Well, we're talking about offerings. If I got up and I said, oh, you know, offering's not important, you know, but we got to pay the bill, so let's just pass the pay. Let's do it quick as we can. I'm sorry about it, you know. Is that going to affect the way you see it? If from the beginning, that's what we had done. Would it affect you and how you treated the offerings of the Lord? Certainly. And that's what had happened to them. He said, where is my honor? If I'm a master, where is my fear? Where's my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, to you, O priests, that despise my name. I mean, when the Lord tells you something like this, how many know it is serious repentant time, right? I mean, the Lord begins to talk to you like this, it's time to say, oh God, hit the floor, right? He said, where's my honor? This is God talking. Where's my respect? You've despised me. And they said, where? When did we despise your name? Verse 7, what did the Lord say? You offer in offerings? Is the Lord talking about offerings?
Yes.
Does he care about offerings?
Yes.
So you got all kind of people try to say, no, these preachers talk about offerings and every time you go to church, you know, it's an offering. And I just wish they'd shut up and quit. Well, then he's talking to you. In this passage, because you're going to see that is the attitude they had. Before this passage is over, they said some of those very things. Oh, the offerings. Psh. He said, you've despised my name. You offer polluted bread on my altar and you say, wherein have we polluted you? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. The table was where they brought the offerings. So another way of saying the offerings of the Lord, they were despising them. Has that happened since then? There's been people come in here. It came back to me later. They came and they visited. And it made them mad. Because of what we said about the offerings. They said, I can't stand that. And hadn't been back. And we hadn't cried much about it. Yeah. Right? Yeah. We love them. We care about them. But we can't change that. For them? For why? So here's the deal. We didn't ask them for money, did we?
No.
No. When have we ever asked you for money?
No.
No. Then why were they aggravated about us talking about the offering of the Lord? It aggravated them. They thought they were despising us, but they despised the offering of the Lord. Right?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to hear that. I wish they wouldn't take time up on that. Well, whose offering is it?
Lord.
Well, what are you despising? Do you see that now? So people haven't seen this. And that's what he's telling them. He said, you have despised. You said the table of the Lord is contemptible. And verse 8, he said, if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? If you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Or accept your person, says the Lord of hosts? Let me read this to you from the New Living. The Lord Almighty says to the priests, a son honors his father and a servant respects his master. I am your father and master, but where are the honor and respect I deserve? Now get this. He does not change. Does he expect respect through offerings? Does he today with us? He expects respect in the offerings. He said, you've despised my name. They said, how have we ever despised your name? He said, you despised my name by offering defiled sacrifices on my altar. And you ask, how have we defiled the sacrifices? You defile them by saying the altar of the Lord deserves no respect. When you give blind animals as sacrifices, isn't that wrong? Isn't it wrong to offer animals that are crippled and diseased? Try giving gifts like that to your governor and see how pleased he is, says the Lord Almighty. We don't bring our junk to church. And we don't tip God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Precious Seed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102B. That's R1102B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.